I was looking for a position that I was formerly in the city of Woodburn. I did their personnel work for a while, and then before that, I had over 17 years at a steel mill, Cascade Steel Mill in McMinnville. And then prior to that, I did a little bit of consulting, political consulting, and then prior to that, I was in the labor movement for about 17 years with the United Food and Commercial Workers. I was to the point to where I was looking for a position. I didn't feel as comfortable in Woodburn, probably because it was a number one. It was a very small city, and so I had made a decision that they got into some a little bit of economic distress. We had to make some cutbacks, and they were basically saying that they were going to have to cut the department down to one person. That would be me. I told them I thought they probably the person I had to lay off was the better person to keep, simply because she had a lot more kind of the transactional knowledge that you need to do. Where at my level, I'm mainly really kind of doing policy issues and things like that, and directing for what the big issues are. So left there on an amicable basis and applied for the city of Newport, the county of Lincoln County. And I've been a native Oregonian. I was born here and in Portland, and so I've lived my whole life in Oregon, had a couple opportunities to move elsewhere, but I love the state, and I know Lincoln County because my parents used to bring me down here on the summers, so I knew all about that, like the fish. Haven't had a chance to do much of that, but it's I love Oregon.
Well, you know, I love that too, that I think you seem to enjoy the complexity of what we do. I got to ask you, did you know early on that this sort of organizational psychology, of course you mentioned policy, there's just so much to what we do, but was that something that just always checked your boxes?
Well, I would say so. I love puzzles, and I love learning. The interesting thing about being in human resources and personnel is that it's ever-changing. It's very dynamic. And for a number of reasons why that is, part of it is just that we've got basically five generations in the workplace, and that creates challenges. And technology adds a layer of complexity to it. And then the legal system, we have 60 to 80 laws, I can't keep track of all of them, that we have to be in compliant with. And so all of those elements create an environment where I think strategic thinking is important, and I love strategic thinking. I like thinking two and three steps ahead so we can kind of anticipate what's going to be coming down the road before it hits.
Yeah,
and I love that. I've read a lot of futurist books and things like that. So I'm a lifelong learner, and this is a great challenge. I never get bored at the job, which I think is great. It's always something to do, to look at, to improve the organization.
Well, you know, I am passionate about the people that I work with. I know you are too, a real relationship person. And, love the work that we do and the people that decide to make a commitment to have a career with Lincoln County. And, I was thinking, we're talking earlier on the way here, really, we have a lot of breadth and depth. I mean, there are a lot of potential career possibilities for folks if they look at our organization. We're one of the largest employers in Lincoln County. I mean, that's a lot for you to handle, and the feedback is your team really provides people a good transition into this organization and to maintain and thrive while they are here with us. It sounds like a lot of work, Mike.
Well, it is, but it is. You do get, I think, a high level of satisfaction when you're able to do a good job, and I think that's important for people just in general when you look at kind of the psyche of workers. They like to know that they're doing a good job. They like to know that they're making a contribution, and I think they appreciate that. They like feedback.
Sure.
I give feedback pretty regularly to my staff, and not necessarily in a form. We don't have a lot of staff meetings because my office is always open. I expect them to come in at the time, and we'll have impromptu staff meetings where we'll sit down and we got an issue and we'll kind of coalesce around that, what that issue is, and kick it around and you know, maybe come up with two or three solutions. So we have a pretty, I like to think of it as pretty informal structure. I tell my staff, and they're team co-team members, if there's a problem, we need to know about it. Let's get it, you know, let's surface, let's identify the problem. I don't worry about affixing blame. I worry about finding solutions, and I think that they've taken on that same mindset. They will make a lot of decisions that they'll tell me about subsequently, and, you know, generally they have a pretty high batting average, so it's not like I have to go in and say, oh, wait a minute, this is screwed up or that's screwed up. The other thing is that I think it's important to be open to understanding that because it is a complex, and we're not large, but we are big, I guess, and so it's the kind of thing to where we get a whole lot of diversity in terms of the types of issues that we face, and I think, you know, that I've got some people, my team members, that they like that too, because it's they don't get bored. We're always doing something.
Well, that's the truth. We're talking to Mike Herford. He's the personnel director for Lincoln County. We'll take our first break and be back in a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Mike Herford. He's a personnel director for Lincoln County. Mike, I think in our last segment there, we did talk about you know, good team environment that people experience when they have a career with Lincoln County. But, you know, we are an interesting organization. I would say maybe our malleability is a little bit more than others, maybe because we have that citizenry and we have these elected officials. That governance is different than, say, maybe a private organization. What are your thoughts about what that means for our responsiveness?
Well, I think that most of my life I've been in the private sector. Either when I was in the labor movement, I was basically the boss. But when I worked in the private sector at the steel mill, it was essentially, I had basically one person to answer to, and that was the president of the company. And oftentimes I could go in to him and say, we've got this problem, and how do you want to fix it? And he'd basically say, do what you think is best, and then let me know how it comes. Here, you don't have the same latitude, and that's because you're in the public sector. You can't have the same latitude. I mean, you know, we have commissioners that are elected by the public, and if they make set in place wrong policy decisions or make bad judgments, you know, they're going to get terminated when the next election rolls around because people aren't going to tolerate that. So we have to, I think, be sensitive in terms of how we look at issues that need to be dealt with, and we have to look at it, I think, in a really well-rounded fashion. We have to consider a lot of the various viewpoints. It's kind of like a hologram. Depending upon what angle you look at it, it may change things a little bit. So we try to be considerate. We try to factor those in, but still not lose sight of what's the right decision. And there are some things, for example, the ethical decisions that we have to make. For the most part, it's either right or wrong. And what we do is that we make sure that we've got the compass up there and that we go in the right direction to where, above all, we have to be honest and ethical. Sometimes that can be tested. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that you know, if we screw up, we got to fix it. It's on us and to make it right. So I think that's the part about working in the public, I think, that is satisfying, is that we can make a difference. And I think in Lincoln County in particular, we're pretty nimble. And that's one of the reasons that attracted me to come to Lincoln County, is because I think it's got progressive leadership. I think it's got an informed citizenry, which I think is important. And as a result, I think that you get better quality performance out of our public function that we have to do. It's not saying we're perfect. We know that we've got always a lot of upward potential. But the bottom line is our people, our department knows that we have to support what the rest of the county is doing, because we don't want people to be thinking about, gee whiz, is this the right thing to do or not do. We want them to know that we're there to support them and to give them as much support as we can give in terms of the tough decisions that they have to make.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a dance, I think, that we do about providing great customer service, also within a range with our capacities to provide that customer
right.
service. Every day is an adventure at Lincoln County, in a good way, I think. We're talking to Mike Herford, personnel director of Lincoln County. We'll take our last break and close out this program with Mike, so stay with us. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Michael Herford. He's our personnel director. And Mike, we spoke a little bit earlier about the breadth and depth of career opportunities with Lincoln County. And any thoughts for folks who are looking at our organization, seeing this as a great opportunity for their future? Obviously there are requirements for all kinds of, job positions with the county. How does one maybe go about preparing themselves when they're looking to pursue work with us?
Yeah, we kind of get those inquiries. A lot of times we'll get people that will send us in a resume or something like that. We don't normally keep resumes on file. There's some legal issues involved with that. But when we post all of our jobs, they're on the, you can, go to the website and you'll find the jobs posting. I encourage people from around this area to apply for work. There's a lot of opportunities, I think, for people, whether they want to look at law enforcement or they want to get into some. We've got parole and probation and juvenile folks. We've got bus drivers, and we've got people that we can always use in bus driving. And it seems to attract a lot of retired people. It's a nice job most of the time. Sometimes when you're dealing with the public, it can get a little bit complex, especially when you're driving in traffic and traffic's heavy and that type of thing. Our our Health and Human Services, we've got a whole myriad of healthcare related jobs that we encourage people to apply. Obviously, when we look at people, we look at what their background is, what their work history is, what their credentials are, what kind of education do they have. And I think by and large, we've got a pretty open process, and we try to look at candidates, prospective candidates, and hire the best people we can. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult. We have some specialty areas where it's difficult to fill some of the positions, especially when they have a high level of education and maybe they haven't quite reached that high. We encourage people to get positions sometimes at the lower levels and attain additional training in pursuit of trying to move up the ladder. We have a lot of folks that have been with us a long time, which is a good indicator that once people come to work for us, they typically like the job. I think they find it rewarding. And, I think we're basically a pretty decent employer. We don't really play games with people. I've been in business now for longer than I care to mention, at least 40-some years. Yeah. And I can tell you, we try to avoid getting into, what I call silly issues at work about, what somebody's hair looks like or, something like that. We're pretty open-minded, and I think that works to our credit. I think as a result of that, we attract a lot of high-caliber people.
Yeah, and I think, too, one of the things folks may not realize is, for example, job descriptions are online at Lincoln County. If you have an affinity in an area, explore those things. See what kinds of skill sets you might need to acquire, to pursue a trajectory that you're interested in. And, Mike, it sounds like what you're saying, though, also it really goes through that application process. It's not really like send a resume and see what happens. I mean, you've got to approach this with that data that's there and fill out that information.
Yes, and we, the other thing that I think that the commissioners I've talked about is, and I've had a number of conversations with them, is that, you know, we open basically almost all of our jobs to the public. So it's not necessarily an inside baseball game that somebody knows something that they get hired. We're always looking at the outside to see whether or not, you know, we want to get the best person for the job that we can. And so if we don't already have an incumbent employee, we will hire somebody brand new that comes in if they've got the prerequisite talent and education, and we'll hire them. So that's why we encourage people to apply for work. I've had a couple people that I've talked to encourage them to apply for work. One of them did recently, and I think is a very good candidate. But, you know, by and large, it's a pretty open process. And if somebody doesn't get hired, typically most of the time, it's a pretty clear explanation as to why they didn't get hired. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was just a better candidate. And that's always kind of tough to hear. But by and large, I think that when you look at our history in terms of the caliber of people that we hire, we try to get the best person for the job that we can get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, too, that when somebody, as you say, becomes part of the organizational culture, sees that they're embraced with us, and is inspired by the work that we're doing, because we didn't get into it a whole lot about that kind of additional standard that we have as public officials. Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice feeling to really have, you know, that we're representing this community. And I just want to give a shout out to you. Thank you for coming on today. Thanks to your team back in our personnel department for, you know, making careers with us a reality and keeping people at work and happy at work.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I really think that it's our whole team that work in HR do a job. Every one of those people is critically important to our functioning, and I think they've bought off that they understand that our job is to support the rest of the staff or
Absolutely.
The county. So thank you very much, Casey.
Appreciate it, Mike, so much. And remember, if you've been listening to us today and you're interested in a career with Lincoln County, go to the county's website, check out the personnel section. You'll see job descriptions. You'll see job openings. That information's available for you. And go get it. Make those dreams a reality. And thanks for listening today. Have a great one, and we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.